Letters to Daniel, Volume 5. Letter 240. Dream. Car Thieves. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2014, in the fourth month, on the seventh day of the fourth month.
Dear Dan, Saturday night, 29 March 2014, at about 7 o'clock p.m. I had a dream. This occurred in the few seconds just before I woke up. In this dream, I dreamt that I was seated in the driver's seat of a car, not my own, but authorized to be there. There was a man in the passenger seat next to me, and another man standing outside waiting for him. I knew they were partners in crime. The man next to me was getting into the glove box, trying to take an auto part that had been placed in the compartment for future use. The part was new and sealed in a blister pack, designed to hang on a display rack in an auto parts store. Then suddenly I found myself outside of the car and facing the man, who had the auto part in his hand. I was resisting him, making every effort to prevent him from stealing the auto part. His partner was standing just behind him. Then I reach into my holster and pull out what I thought was my own cell phone, and declared to the thief that I would call 911 for help from law enforcement if they didn't give the part back to me. I look at the phone to place the call, but see that, while it is the same model as my phone, it was more worn out than mine, with some of the push-button numbers being almost worn off from much use. It was not my phone, but I was authorized to use it. End of dream. Now, there are some interesting details about this dream. Before I found myself in the car, I was standing off from the area at a little distance, and I observed the following. 1. The car looks to be a very old, 80s model Plymouth Horizon, or something that looked like that model of car. This was not the type of car I would usually choose for myself, so I knew it was not my car. 2. The car was parked in front of a warehouse loading dock. 3. When I am outside facing the would-be car thieves, we were standing up on the loading dock of the warehouse, putting us above the car by about 5 feet. 4. I initially observed that the entire tableau of the dream's cape, including the car and warehouse, appeared old, dusty, and deserted, as if things had been left untouched for a long time. Even the auto part blister pack appeared like it was from the 80s. With the cardboard backing being warped and the edges of the plastic front curling up from age. But the staples were still intact, and the auto part was still new. After I woke, I knew that I had faced down a couple of evil spirits in the dream, since I felt drained of energy, and rather lethargic. Fortunately, this was my weekend off, but I was so tired I didn't have the energy to attend church Sunday morning with my family of angels. As I inquired of the Lord, Angel Gabe began to explain that the two car thieves were in fact Satan's archangels of ignorance and apathy. That explained why I felt like crap for the next few days. After going back to work Monday and Tuesday, I had Wednesday night off. The next Thursday night I worked in G6C. After lunch sometime I was about to walk out of one area into another that led me past one of the nurses' stations. Before I came within view of the desk, Very subtly, some evil thoughts began to emerge in my mind. Now, I typically would contend with these thoughts, not realizing until later that I was actually contending with one or more evil spirits. While I was still contending in my mind, and just after I turned a corner, my eyes met with the eyes of one of the nurses, and I knew immediately that she was the primary vector by which the evil spirits were emerging into Delta One space. She and some of her nurse friends were agreeing in their hearts with the mystery of iniquity. Later, as my angels and I went outside for a smoke break, I said to them, "Well, maybe we should listen to the word against G6 audio prayer." This was after Angel Gabe said that the evil spirits that were attempting to enter Delta One space were ignorance and apathy. I wanted none of them, so I thought listening to the audio prayer would overcome them like before. As we started to listen, something unexpected happened. One of the two ignorance and apathy archangels appeared before me. But he was not attacking. He appeared because the very nature of the prayer commands the evil spirits to appear before the Lord and be judged. This was a new revelation to me, but not strange, as it is simply the growth of kingdom authority given to the church by faith, believing the whole counsel of God as it is declared in Scripture. But I was surprised, and also any sort of close proximity to these two drains my energy level. I stopped the audio immediately, and the archangel from hell disappeared. Of course, while all this was going on, I was conversing with my faithful family, that now includes Angel Gabriel, see footnote. They were sitting next to me, as is their custom when I go outside to smoke. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus. Footnote. Not to be confused with Angel Gabriel's cousin, or Angel Gabriella, his sister.